Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Okay, so today we're diving into some of the stuff kids are seeing over on The Juice. We got a bunch of different stories to go through. So
let's jump right in.
Let's jump in. All right. So first up, there's this pretty unique therapy happening in Brazil.
Oh, yeah. This one is interesting.
Yeah. So down in the Amazon rainforest, like along the Rio Negro River, they're having people with physical disabilities swim with pink dolphins.
Wow. Pink dolphins. That's pretty cool.
They're called Boto, I guess, locally.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. And it's been going on for like 20 years now. Mm. A physiotherapist named Igor Simos Andrade.
Okay.
He's the one kind of running these sessions. And he calls it like a new type of animal therapy. But, you know, he makes it clear it's not supposed to replace like regular medical treatments.
Right, right.
Yeah, just something to go along with it.
To add to it. Yeah, makes sense.
So they've had like around 400 people participate over the years with all sorts of conditions. You know, autism, Down syndrome, people missing limbs.
Wow, so it's pretty diverse.
Yeah, and they start off with breathing exercises and some yoga to, like, relax.
Oh, okay.
And then they get in the river with the dolphins.
That's awesome.
There was this one guy, Luis Felipe, he's 27, has Down syndrome, and apparently he got way more confident after doing these Boto therapy sessions.
That's great, yeah.
The therapist says it can help with balance, strengthening the spine, improving psychomotor skills, you know, all sorts of things.
Right.
That could really benefit someone.
It seems like they're really focusing on the whole person, not just the, you know, condition.
Exactly. And it just, you know, it makes you think about how good it can be just to be out in nature around animals and stuff.
Definitely. Yeah.
Like maybe parents and teachers could ask kids, you know, where do you feel happiest in nature and why, you know?
That's a good idea.
Get them thinking about how the environment can affect them.
Absolutely. All right. Well, shifting gears a bit, there was a story about some really bad weather in the Midwest and the South.
Oh, yeah. That was awful.
Yeah. Huge storm system, tornadoes, a dust storm pileup on I-70.
I-70. Wow.
Yeah. Like at least 36 deaths reported across Kansas, Missouri, Mississippi, Texas, Arkansas.
It's just tragic.
Yeah, it really is.
So in Kansas, you know, the dust storm caused this big pileup on the highway. Tons of cars.
Oh, man.
And Missouri got hit really hard with the tornadoes. Lots of people died there.
That's so sad.
In Mississippi, there were reports of debris clouds, like 5 miles high.
5 miles high? Are you serious?
Yeah, I know. It's just insane how powerful these things are.
Absolutely devastating.
People were sharing some pretty intense stories, too. There was this one guy stuck at a Quick Trip in Missouri, and he filmed the tornado.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And a coroner in Butler County, Missouri, so this one house was completely gone, just a debris field.
Oh, wow.
Awful.
I can't even imagine.
Multiple states were under tornado watches, and they declared states of emergency in a bunch of places.
Yeah, that's how you know it's serious.
Absolutely. It sounds like these, you know, it's important to talk to kids about how communities come together after a crisis.
Right.
You know, like how do the emergency services work? How do people help each other? Mm-hmm. It's about that sense of community and resilience.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it's important for them to understand that.
Yeah. So moving on to something a little lighter, MLB started their season in Japan this year.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah, the Dodgers and the Cubs played their opening games over there before coming back to the U.S.
I guess baseball's pretty big in Japan.
Huge, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been popular there for a long time, and we've got a bunch of great Japanese players in the MLB now, like Shohei Ohtani, Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
Oh, yeah. Ohtani's incredible.
There's Roki Sasaki, Shota, Imanaga, Seiya Suzuki.
Yeah, they've got some serious talent.
And get this. During spring training, the Hanshin Tigers, a Japanese team, they shut out both the Dodgers and the Cubs.
Wow, really?
Yeah, so much of those preseason games.
That's pretty impressive.
You know, it reminded me of that series back in 1934 when a team of American All-Stars like Babe Ruth went to Japan and played against their first national team.
Oh, wow, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, huge crowds. Apparently, the Japanese fans were super into it, even though the American team won all the games.
That's really cool. You know, it's a good reminder of how sports can bring people together from different countries, you know?
Yeah.
Sharing that passion.
Definitely. Okay, so next up, we've got St. Patrick's Day.
Ah, yes, St. Patrick's Day.
So it's on March 17th, mm-hmm. and, you know, it's come a long way from its roots as a Catholic feast day.
Right, commemorating St. Patrick.
Yeah, St. Patrick died in 461 CE, and it was originally a religious holiday observed during Lent.
Yeah, and now it's like a big party.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Especially in the US, it's become more about celebrating Irish heritage in general.
And of course, everyone's wearing green and shamrocks everywhere.
Exactly. The shamrock is like the symbol of the day.
For sure.
There's so many different ways it's celebrated now. Like in Boston, they have this big road race every year to benefit the South Boston Boys and Girls Club.
Oh, that's cool.
And in Chicago, they dye the Chicago River green.
I've seen pictures of that. It's wild.
It's pretty crazy. And nobody knows exactly what's in that dye.
Really, it's a secret.
Yeah, it's a big secret. And then in Oklahoma City, they have a parade with like Irish dancers, bagpipes,
Yeah.
and longhorn cattle.
Longhorn cattle.
Now it's a weird mix.
That's interesting. You know, I think it would be cool to talk to kids about how holidays change over time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, how they become something different.
Yeah, like how culture and stuff influences how we celebrate.
Exactly. All right. Well, last but not least, there's this story about Trump and immigration.
Oh, yeah, this one's a little heavy.
So Trump used this old law, the Alien Enemies Act from 1798, to deport a bunch of alleged Venezuelan gang members to El Salvador. This law basically lets the president deport people during wartime without going through the usual legal process.
That's a lot of power,
It is, and it's
right?
only been used a handful of times, mostly during wars like the War of 1812, World War I, World War II.
And wasn't it used during World War II to put Japanese Americans in internment camps?
Yeah, that was a dark chapter in American history.
Definitely. So in this case, they deported over 200 Venezuelans and they labeled them as an invading force.
Wow, invading force.
Yeah, pretty strong words.
It is strong, yeah. And a U.S. district judge actually tried to stop the deportations temporarily, to see if it was constitutional.
Oh, wow.
But it sounds like they went ahead with the deportations anyway.
Oh, so they didn't wait for the judge's ruling.
It's not totally clear on the timing, but yeah, it seems like they went through with it.
So what was this gang all about?
Well, they're called the Tren de Aragua, and they've been on the radar of U.S. law enforcement for a while. Even the Biden administration was considering action against them.
It's not just a Trump thing.
Right. It seems like they've been a concern for a while.
Yeah, this whole thing brings up a lot of questions about immigration policy, national security, individual rights.
Definitely. It's a complex issue.
Well, that about covers it for today's deep dive into the juice. And maybe it'll even spark some interesting conversations.
That's the goal.
Thanks for listening.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.